Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Goes. You just gotta hit the right button. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You gotta be part of the solution. And I say it all the time. I say it because I mean it, and I know sometimes it takes a bit, you know, to get it rolling. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. I need your help. How's that? We'll see if that works out. I need your help. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is sharing the proceeds, sharing what he makes with the commentators. So if on your checkout, if you book promo code Joe, I pick up a few bucks. You keep people working at Mike's place. You put some money in Mike's pocket. He is on your side, supports the things that you support. So I'm telling you, you just head up there, you know, check out, what do they got up there? Slippers, doggy beds. They got doggy beds there. Hey, guys, you know what I'm saying? You get in the doghouse, might as well have a bed to go into. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, promo code Joe on your way out of, like, you know, the Mike Lindell store, the MyPillow store. That's how we win. Right, you help keep these shows on the air. You help keep people moving along with that. Anyway, in the last hour, I don't want to give this one up. But in the last hour, we were talking about the Democrat Dictionary. They have absconded with every word known to mankind that they want to twist and change and what have you. And you have to go back and get it afterward. I'll have it up on the website. But the thing I love about this, well, the thing that really, really I get a kick out of is the way they reshape these words, twist them around, so they don't mean what you think they mean. I like the human life one. The human life begins exactly at the moment that the fetus leaves the birth canal. Really? So what is it before that? Why does it need care? Why should I eat more? Why should I take drugs to help the baby? It's not a baby. Recession, an economic downturn once defined as two straight quarters of negative gross domestic product. It's now defined, well, it's kind of a little more nuanced. You got a broader terms. And since it's, you're too stupid, that's what it's saying, to understand it. It's too complicated for you to understand. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. But the fun one is the equity one. No, really. Very equity. Equity is the perfect state of society in which resources are distributed exactly equally among all people. Men and women, even demographic groups. Or every demographic group. Any evidence of demographic disparity in the event of is a discrimination. It must be eradicated. It must be stopped immediately. Yeah, I'm adding a little bit to that, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, they're popping up all over the place. You got to go find them. I mean, for no other reason, for giggles. Because the young folks that you raised or your kids raised are involved in this. They're using these words. They're believing these words. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're not going to believe this. And I'm telling you, honest to God, I'm not making this up. When you talk about people being out of touch, this proves that Liz Cheney is a Democrat. No question about it. So Liz Cheney, you know, the anti-Trump representative, she told CNN over the weekend she still hasn't decided on a presidential run in 2024. They will bury her. I mean, what does she think? Do they really believe? Does she and her kind really believe that the Republican Party thinks like she does? They would be Democrats if they did. She's got no conviction towards the party, absolutely none. So I'm sorry, people, but she's got no conviction towards the country either. Cheney responded to the question on the State of the Union on Sunday show. At this point, I've not made a decision on 2024. I'm really very focused on the substance of what we have to do on the Select Committee. Very focused. Is that just amazing, isn't it? Now, listen, if they convict him, right? If they try to convict Trump, I'd like to know from you guys. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what you think. If they try to convict Trump or do convict Trump on this crazy stuff, what happens in the country? Right? No, really, seriously, what happens? Now, you know she's the daughter of the former Vice President Dick Cheney. She has a 22-point deficit against the challenger, Harriet Hagman. Are you hearing me? 22-point deficit. But then again, hey, Harris made it. And she couldn't get to 1 point in her own home state. Seriously. Okay. After the break, you got to hear this. It'll make your stomach turn. But you'll enjoy. Show me in your house. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Mazzini, your host. When the rainbow river starts. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Book Show. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what I want you to do. There's so much going on out there. So much for you to be involved in. But get informed first. Anyway, as I was saying before, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, I left out the key. MyPillow.com, you can do your shopping there. You turn around, use promo code Joe on the way out. You will save a tonnage. All right. I just got to do this. Liz Cheney is going to make a run for president. Yeah. This is exciting, isn't it? Take a listen.
I haven't really, at this point, I have not made a decision about for. And I am really very focused on the substance of what we have to do on the Select Committee, very focused on the work that I have to do to represent the people of Wyoming. And I'll make a decision about 2024 down the road. But I do think as we look towards the next presidential election, as I said, you know, I believe that our nation stands on the edge of an abyss. And I do believe that we all have to really think very seriously about the dangers we face and the threats we face. And we have to elect serious candidates. And we've got to elect people who will take their obligations and their oaths seriously and who will deal with issues of substance with respect for people who have disagreements. And we've got to be able to come together and stop the very dangerous kind of politics that we have lived through over the last year and a half, certainly.
Yeah, maybe she should do a little of her own homework. See what it was like in the day of our founding fathers. See the kind of fights that they had. The knockdown, dragdowns that they had. Right? And everything she said in there is something she doesn't do. She doesn't mean take back the country. She means, what she really means is make sure that Donald Trump never gets in again. That the MAGA people feel totally defeated. It's already got a bunch of conservatives and or, you know, Republicans, Christians for that matter, that feel like it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. They're not going to win anyhow. It should never be that way. We should be like our founding fathers. You fight to the very last breath you have. To the very last moment. I'm sorry, I know it sounds melodramatic, it sounds just hooky, but no. You never stop. You never stop fighting back no matter what. You make them fight, claw for every inch of soil that they want. Otherwise, get out. Get out of the way, because there's plenty of us that are willing to get up there and fight. There are plenty of us that are willing to get in there and start going for it. Justice Thomas is talking about, well, no, he's not talking about it. He's actually said he's going to leave George Washington University. Which I got to tell you, it's a big letdown for me. I wanted him to stay in their face. Really. He said he stopped teaching constitutional law courses after nearly a decade. His decision follows a barrage of resignation calls. Now, Justice Thomas informed GW Law that he is unavailable to co-teach a constitutional law seminar this fall. The students were promptly informed of Justice Thomas's decision by his co-instructor, who will continue to offer the seminar. Now, activists at George Washington took particular issue with the Associate Justice's controversial concurring opinion. What's so controversial about it? I didn't think it was at all. And the comments he made, he was right. You know, the idiots, I got to call them idiots. I don't know what else to call them. Remember, what's next for Clarence Thomas? Is he going to try to stop interracial marriage? They're so dull, they don't realize he is in an interracial marriage, has been, for decades. It's just amazing. They don't do their homework. These were the same idiots that were pulling down statues that fought against slavery. So they weren't looking to do a good thing. They were looking just to cause mayhem, chaos. Thomas specifically listed decisions that permit married couples to access contraceptives, prohibitions of public sodomy, and a 2015 same-sex marriage ruling. Right? But here's the thing. He wasn't saying they should go away. Didn't say that that one time. Basically said these are states' rights issues. The states have a right to decide these things. And that's the way our founding fathers wanted it. You want to change it, you do it through an amendment. There's also some concern about, he has concern about his wife, Ginny Thomas. She attended the rally supporting former President Trump hours before the rioters stormed the Capitol last year. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, God, she told CNN Sunday that the panel is fully prepared to contemplate a subpoena on Cheney Thomas. That's only if she doesn't testify voluntarily. See, I'd want to do all this in the public. I wanted Steve Bannon, he should have done this, but he should do it out in the open. Okay? He should do it so the public, with live TV, say, hey, no problem. I'm more than happy to get me on there. No problem. All right? They won't do it. They're petrified of him. Are you out of your mind? The committee is engaged with her counsel. We certainly hope that she will agree to come in voluntarily, but the committee is fully prepared to contemplate a subpoena if she does not. Right? It's just amazing. And, you know, are these minor threats? Anybody feel like these are minor threats? Like they're trying to make a point? Just amazing to me. Blue to red, Sunday on Newsmax, they're going to examine the population shift. What it's like now. Right? New York and New Jersey lost congressional seats again based on the 2020 census. California lost a seat for the first time in its history. Florida added one seat. Texas added two. Now, the trend of population shifts from the democratically dominated blue states. Now, see, they don't see this at all. You talk to a Dem, no clue here. Absolutely none. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank has the tools to turn inflation around.
We are highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Powell adding that consumer spending is slowing down. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is confirming an offer has been made to get two Americans out of Russia. Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner are being detained there, but Blinken confirmed a substantial proposal was put forward to get them home.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal.
Griner appeared in a Russia court on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. It's kind of like my mantra for the moment. A little change again. We're talking about the red and blue switch. No. Not that garbage that the Democrats are trying to sell you. Not that one. No. I'm talking about the one where the seats are being lost in blue, congressional seats are being lost in blue states. And red states are gaining congressional seats. I wonder why that is. Just guessing here, you know? New York and New Jersey lost congressional seats again, based on 2020 census. Now, the trend of population shifts from democratically dominated blue states to Republican-controlled red states only accelerated in the COVID era. It was slowly doing that, very slowly. But, you know, the only thing that I don't trust is those Democrats that moved. Because they couldn't stand what was going on in their states. They couldn't stand what was going on. They couldn't stand how the state was being legislated. Hopefully, they don't bring that same virus to the state they went to. The trend of population shifts from democratically dominated blue states to Republican-controlled red states. It's a phenomenon. It's been examined in study detail in stunning detail. Let's start working tonight. In the documentary Blue to Red, The Shifting of America. Now, it's going to air this Sunday on Newsmax. You should take advantage of it. All right? With insights from Newsmax on Eric Bolling, Dave Rubin from Rubin Report, the Newsmax originally produced Full Story Films, executive producer Joe Weasel, he delves into the reasons why millions of Americans have migrated, continue to migrate. The country's bifurcating. Right? We're splitting into red and blue country, period. And again, if we would follow the law, if we would follow the way our founding fathers set this thing together, we wouldn't be going through this right now. Right? Now, Forbes is trying to spin this in a way that says the shift is, in population has been mostly economic. Yeah, political, but mostly economic. The problem is that the economics of a state is dictated by the legislature, right? So if you see a state that's doing really well, you can get a job and you can do well in. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a Republican-controlled state. But they've made the Democrats, they've made Democrat voters so afraid, so petrified, that these guys don't know, they'll vote for Democrats again. Democrats are being held under the thumb of the authority of the government that they're in, and they hate the way it's run, won't let the Republicans do it when they move to another state. You watch, mark my words. I've already heard stories of things that are happening in Texas. The special examines how COVID-19, the draconian policies imposed by Democrat governors, resulted in lawlessness, failed education, botched public health, whole bunch of stuff. In addition to the battle over keeping schools open, wearing masks, blue to red, it takes a look at the economic policies that forced millions of people to leave. So it may not be bad, for those of you who are kind of on the fence, really don't get it, to watch the program. I'm not a Newsmax guy. I watch it and stuff, but I'm not on there. I'm not a rah-rah. Right? That kind of thing. Also, I heard that the Congress strikes a bipartisan blow against the woke Pentagon policies. I think it was a Senate recommendation at the controversial Department of Defense training on countering so-called extremism in the ranks should be discontinued. Now, both sides agreed to this. Right? It's a surprising rebuke of the progressive doctrines creeping into armed forces. It's just, and again, these people, a lot of the people in Congress now, have never been in the armed forces. Right? It's too bad. I mean, and the Pentagon's becoming way too woke again. Because there's a lot of people coming in there, they're being overseen by people who really never fought anything. And this is what's causing, in my humble estimation, this is what's causing the problem. The people in Congress need to have seen war. Not just war, seen the fights. Seen what's going down. Understand what they need to do to turn things around. Right? No, nothing wrong here. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Here's the one that should make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Sorry. Biden and his administration are fixed, or it looks like they're fixed, to declare monkeypox a nationwide health emergency. Yeah, you heard me. In the coming days, the Biden administration is expected to declare monkeypox a public health emergency. According to the article written by Dr. Robert Malone, monkeypox or moneypox. What are we going to call it? The Biden administration's upcoming decision comes in light of the World Health Organization declaring monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. The problem is that the board that put that out at who? They voted that it wasn't a declaration of a public health emergency. They said no. So, I know, I just find this amazing, too. Malone highlighted the declaration by WHO Director General Tedros. Oh, I can't even start the pronounce. We'll just call him General Tedros. How's that? It stands as a direct contradiction of independent review panels The one that they use does the advice all the time. They came in and said, oh, no, no, no. Tedros said, oh, yes, yes, yes. He made the decision, again it says, despite a lack of consensus among members of the WHO Emergency Committee on the monkeypox outbreak. He overruled his own review panel, the one that he put together the review to make it happen. Now, while the virus presents an uptick, according to the most recent report from the WHO, it results in only 5 deaths. In Africa. All of them. So how's that a world health issue? I don't get it. If the Biden administration declares monkeypox a public health emergency, it will grant the Department of Health and Human Services a slew of actions, including the ability to access new money and appoint new personnel. I mean, when does the money stop? I so much remember back in the 70s when we really had a budget issue. I mean, look, I didn't pay a whole bunch of attention. I was a teenager in high school. But what I knew was that I remember that there wasn't enough money for this. There wasn't enough money for that. And it wasn't just that there wasn't enough money for teachers and such. There wasn't enough money for police, for street repair, for building repair. It's because they had to do a better job at balancing the budget. They had to do a better job at these things. They had a budget. There's no budget now. Absolutely none. They don't follow. They just keep allocating money, borrowing more money to make things happen that your kid, your grandkids or great grandkids at this rate are going to have to pay for. Right? And I think people, you know, that's why we need another economic expert on the show. Because we need to explain out what that means. When somebody says your grandkids are going to be paid, that doesn't mean much to most people. But what does that actually mean? What am I putting on my grandchildren? What are you putting on my grandchildren? Right? I mean, the simplest way to put that is that they're going to be looking at paying higher taxes than we are, a higher percentage of taxes than we're paying. They're going to have to. They're not going to have a choice in the matter. To keep your kids safe at schools, keep teachers in schools. Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come to your home. Comes a place in the heavy list. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting it being part of the government. Well, I don't know about that. The chat room said, I made a comment earlier about needing an economist. And one of the listeners says, I'm not an economist, Joe, but even I know you don't spend money you don't have. What a concept. Well, we're wrong, apparently. Everybody else is doing it. Right? And who we borrow money to make it happen? From the people who hate us. From the people who got all kinds of... I mean, think about this. We're borrowing money from the Chinese. They've already got our pharmaceuticals. They've already got our chips. I mean, there's so many things that they've already got us under a barrel for. About. And now this. It's just amazing. I just love it. I think it's hilarious. Sorry, but I do. I think it's hilarious. All right. Back to the monkeypox. And again, Joe Biden just not paying attention. Is there anybody in his administration paying attention to anything? I have to ask the question because when you look at what's going on, when you look at what they're approving,
Right? You look at what happened. Look at what's happening. You got to question. You got to stop and question. Are they in touch with any reality? From Janet Yellen all the way through to the rest of them. We're not a recession. Earlier I reported on it. We're not in a recession because of the jobs market. Didn't know that was a new definition of a recession now. If your jobs market is bad, you're in a recession. It's good, I get you not. I don't know. Anyway. I mean, think about the power that Health and Human Services is going to have if he declares this. It's not going to be good, people. Now, the people with knowledge of the matter expect that the Biden administration will issue a declaration by the end of the week. But the decision is not final. HHS says that they're continuing to explore options. They don't really know what they're going to do at this point. Xavier Becerra, California region. I mean, you can't tell me that they were going down the road to totally tank this country. Becerra? It was a waste here in California. White House spokesperson said there's no further updates at this time. Right. Because there's only 5 people dead, the entire planet from this, and they're all in Africa. You know, it's funny how they all love Fauci. All of them. Right? Fauci comes out and says something about banning gay orgies. Where's the outcry? No, really, where's the outcry? Why is he picking on the gay people? Where's the outcry? Anyway, to go on to say, I don't think it deserves to be one, said Tom Inglesby. He's the director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. He said, we're having a lot of challenges around the country. The rate of, you know, the rise in new cases, this is not there. It's not even close to any kind of an emergency. There's no threat or high threat to the general population. Now, it has the potential to spread to additional vulnerable communities. But Gert van den Bosch, whose evolutionary model predicted leaky COVID-19 vaccines would lead to breakthrough infections, he was right. I mean, they go to these experts. When the experts don't come up with what they want or what they want to hear, then they go to the next expert, the next one, until they get down to the D team. They've gone past the A, B, and C team. Now they're down to D team. Right? And they go on to say, all these experts go on to say things like influenza, monkeypox, the avian flu, they will do little damage to the populations. So why is the World Health Organization worried about this again? They're looking for reasons. They want to see how quickly you'll adhere to what they tell you to do. I'm going to say what I always say. You really need, it is time, right, for public disobedience. Really that simple. You can't keep doing what you just can't keep doing what they want you to do. Because there's no, it's one thing if there was some bit of basis in science in these things, but there aren't. There isn't. There aren't. There aren't. All right. How about a moment of just some giggles? This is Joe Biden. I think he's stuck. There's something drastically wrong with him. Take a listen. Maybe.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro.
You know, I wish I could show this thing to you. Because it's quite scary. So I'm looking at Joey B. giving this little 17-second speech. He doesn't blink once. Not one time. He's intently staring at something. God only knows what. And for those of you, I guess, for those of you who can see, because as some of you know, we do video here as well. Here, I'll throw it up there really quick. It's quite interesting to watch.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection.
Joey B., there's a lot of things that brave women and men should not forget across this country. What you've done to them should be one. The lie you told, how you're going to pull this country together, how you're going to make us a better, stronger nation. You haven't done that. You've not even tried to do it, right? I mean, come on, give it some serious thought. What you've done, you've driven gas prices up, people out of work, countries, companies out of business. You've made it harder for the average American to make money to raise their kids. Right? I mean, I'm just saying. You've done nothing to pull us together. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, if one of you guys would like to call in, let me know what he's done. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed the memo. Maybe I wasn't allowed to take advantage of it because of a registered Republican. I have no idea. Right? I don't know. Again, isn't it funny? I mean, somebody just sent me, I don't know how true this is. The DOJ National Security Division is investigating a link to the executive office of Ron DeSantis. Apparently he did something wrong now. But all these people, who's being investigated? You've noticed that it's only Republicans. This is exactly what Obama did with the FBI, or the DOJ, as a matter of fact. He weaponized the DOJ. Joe Biden weaponizing the DOJ. I mean, seriously, if you can't see this, you're out cold. There's something wrong with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me this story. In Mexico City, it's being flooded by Americans. Legions of remote workers are going down there because the rents are cheaper. Right? And they're transforming these classic neighborhoods and the racial dynamics of, you know, it's really funny because they're always talking about cultural appropriation. Now you got all these little, you know, white blonde girls down there living in Mexico because it's cheaper. Hey, I'm just reading the story. Right? And the locals are going, go home. Please, go home. Leave us alone. You're ruining our city. You're ruining our neighborhoods. I love it. Because again, remember, we're allowing them, anybody, to come here for all intents and purposes. And they don't realize the damage that they do in some cases when they don't want to assimilate. These people go down to live in Mexico City. They don't want to assimilate. Right? And they wonder why people are mad at them, but they're not being welcomed like they thought they should. Well, wait a minute. We welcome you to our country. What's the problem? You got to read somebody's comments. They're hilarious. Yeah, the world isn't what they were told it was. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're done, but I want you to write it down because I want you tomorrow. You need to call in. You need to talk about some of these issues. You need to get informed. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.